Welcome again. It's good to have everyone here in worship in person as well as those online. And my thanks to Dottie and Tamara and the music team and everyone making worship possible this morning. And I'd just like to say again that that scripture verse that Dottie just read from Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, is a short scripture verse, but it's one of the most powerful verses in the entire Bible. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can't tell you how many times I've whispered that to myself for strength, and I hope you will too, and maybe it's something that you commit to memory this morning, but I'd like that to be a backdrop against what we look at this morning that's so, so important. We are continuing our series, Fired Up, and this morning the title is All In, and we are looking at the story of Stephen in Acts chapter 6, verse 1 through 7:1 selections. Now, during those days, when the disciples were increasing in number, the Hellenists complained against the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution of food. And the 12 called together the whole community of disciples and said, "It is not right that we should neglect the word of God in order to wait on tables. Therefore, friends, select among you yourselves seven men of good standing, full of the Holy Spirit and of wisdom, whom we may appoint to this task. While we, for our part, will devote ourselves to prayer and the serving of the word." What they said pleased the whole community, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit, together with Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, Nicolaus, a proselyte of Antioch. They had these men stand before the apostles who prayed and laid their hands on them. The word of God continued to spread. The number of the disciples increased greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests became obedient to the faith. Stephen, full of grace and power, did great wonders and signs among the people. Then some of those who belonged to the synagogue of the freedmen, as it was called, Syrians, Alexandrians, and other of those from Sicilia and Asia, stood up and argued with Stephen. But they could not withstand the wisdom and the spirit with which he spoke. Then they secretly instigated some of the men to say, "We have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and of God." They stirred up the people as well as the elders and scribes. Then they suddenly confronted him, seized him, and brought him before the council. They set up false witnesses who said, "This man never stops saying things against this holy place and the law. For we have heard him say that Jesus of Nazareth will destroy this place and will change the customs of Moses handed on to us." But all who sat in the council looked intently at him, and they saw his face was like the face of an angel. Then the high priest asked him, "Are these things so?" Now, Stephen gives a lengthy testimony that is probably the longest testimony in the entire Bible. We don't have time to read it, but I challenge you to read it later today. When they heard these things, they became enraged and ground their teeth at Stephen. But filled with the Holy Spirit, he gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. "Look," he said, "I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." But they covered their ears. With a loud shout, all rushed together against him. Then they dragged him out of the city and began to stone him. And the witnesses laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul. While they were stoning Stephen, he prayed, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then he knelt down and cried out in a loud voice, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." When he had said this, he died. And Saul approved of their killing them. May the Lord bless his word to our hearts and minds this morning. Well, as I said this morning, we're looking at All In. Man, we've been in this series, Fired Up, in the season of Pentecost. And we started with Open the Windows on Pentecost Sunday, talked about letting God's Spirit come into our hearts and lives, as well as re-engage and rekindle the faith of our family of faith. And we've talked about last week, boldness of faith and everything in between. And this morning, we're looking at All In. We've looked at these Peter and John, how their life of faith ignited other people as well as healing others. And this morning, we look at Stephen, and we think about All In. All In. Man, don't you love it when people are all in? I don't know, any people are fans of track and field besides myself here, all right? World record was set this past week, and a record was set by Sydney McLaughlin. She is an amazing talent for the U.S. National team, and she broke the record for the 400 meter. and the 400-meter hurdle. I mean, if there's anything harder than the 400-meter, please, the 400-meter hurdle, because you got to not only run with everything you've got, you've got to be able to jump over those hurdles, and something like life, isn't it? And she was able to set the new world record at 50.68 seconds for the women's 400. Whose record did she break? Her own. Her own that she set last summer in Tokyo at the Olympics, one of the great stars, along with Allison Felix. And I love her. She's just so radiant, as well as a gifted athlete. But the first thing she said, being interviewed, is, "I give all the glory to God." She said it over and over and over again. And then she shared, she said, "You know, in my life, I've had to try harder because I wasn't the best. I had to try harder for everything." And she said, then her life wasn't really being lived for Christ, but then she really began to live for Christ. And she testified how she says, "You know, I'm a daughter of God. I'm a child of God. And running is what I do. It's not who I am. Who I am is I'm a child of God, but I want to give everything to God." Wow. Wow. Testimony that she gave is so powerful. And when you see someone like that, who is an athlete and who doesn't do it for, you know, being in the light, she maybe even is, by some people, sort of pushed away. But she's willing to sacrifice that because she believes so strongly in her faith, and her faith ignites everything about her and who she is. Well, I want you to keep that in your mind, because it isn't just runners. It's all of us, right? Not just Peter and John. And I invite you back into this story this morning, the story of Stephen in Acts chapter 6 and chapter 7. And so the story goes like this, that the church was growing, it was busy. And they were tending to a lot of needs of people. Some of those people were Jewish Christians and others were Greek Christians. And don't you know that some people thought, well, the Jewish Christians were being treated better than the Greek Christians. Man, things never change, do they, right? Like, they're being treated better than me and those people. And whatever. So there was this little conflict going on. And so they come to the apostles, and the apostles say, "You know what? We're overwhelmed just teaching the word. How many know the pastor can't do everything in the church, right? This is supposed to be a team thing." And the apostles say, "You know, honestly, we can't do it all. It's just too much." And they said, "Let's elect 7 faithful people, people of faith, who are not, their primary duty is not living out the word and teaching the word and studying the word, and their primary responsibility will be to widows and orphans, and to maybe the homeless too, right? Those who are hungry, and they can wait on them." And so everyone said that's a good idea. They started with 7, okay? And the first was Stephen. And so they were servers. Do you know what the word server is in Greek? It's deacon. It's deacon. It's deacon. The lay people coming around right from the start. And to serve. Now, we're all servant. We're all servant leaders, right? But everybody has a place. And that's what deacon means, to serve others. And it's not being diminished. It's being lifted up because it's that powerful. That's the most and most important thing, to love and to serve God. All of us, not just the pastor, but all of us. Stephen knew that. And Stephen did other things, too. Man, he was out teaching. He was out praying for people. He was visiting the sick, doing all kinds of things. And so he had a life that was all in when it came to service. Man, I just admire that so much. And so that was his life, a life of service. But then there's his testimony. And you know, when good things are happening, people just like to stir up negativity, don't they? And so it happened. It happened, man. People said, "He's saying this." They said lies about him. And it happens sometimes. People say lies. And so they end up bringing him before the council. And Stephen, last week we talked about boldness and faith. And so Stephen, in this moment, answers and responds. And he doesn't become defensive. In fact, Stephen begins to talk about Jesus. And Stephen gives one of the most beautiful and powerful and thoughtful summaries in all of Scripture. He goes all the way through and talks about God's fulfillment and the love and grace of Jesus Christ. Didn't back down a bit. And he knew it. He had studied his Bible. You can read it. It's unbelievable. One of the greatest testimonies of faith in all of Scripture. He didn't say, "Well, I'm not a pastor." He said, "You know what? I'm here to testify for Jesus. And he did. He was faithful and true. Well, they became angry. But one thing, I want you to notice what it said there, because they notice that Stephen's face shone like an angel. Remember last week we talked about being in the presence of Jesus? When you go forth from being in the presence of Jesus and worship, what do people see? And for Stephen, in the presence of Jesus, they saw his face was radiant with the love of Christ. Man, isn't that powerful? But despite that, they dragged Stephen outside the city gates and they began to stone him to death. Old Testament way of stoning those who were against God and deserved judgment and rarely practiced, frankly. But they began to practice that and to stone him to death. And they laid their coats at the feet of a man named Saul, who you may know as Paul. And Paul just stood there. Saul just stood there. You know, Martin Luther King once said, "All that it takes for evil to prevail in the world is for good people to do nothing." Do you just stand around sometimes when bad things are going down? Or do you stand up for what's right? Well, Paul was, you know, Saul at this point, he still had a lot of things going through his head. He thought he was on the right side of things. But they laid the coats at the feet of Saul. And Stephen did the most amazing thing. First of all, he looked up to heaven and he saw a vision of Jesus. Wow. And I think that's just so amazing. And he prayed for strength in that moment. And you know, that's sort of a paradigm for all of us, I think, in when we're facing some of the greatest challenges of life, is to realize that if we gaze up to heaven, that Jesus is there at the right hand of the Father giving us strength. So whatever you're going through this week, not likely it's as difficult as what Stephen's facing, gaze up to Jesus. Know that Jesus is there at the right hand of the Father, interceding for you, giving you strength, even as Jesus did for Stephen. And that was so powerful that Stephen, being stoned to death, said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Very much like Jesus. "Do not lay this sin against their charge," as he was dying. Wow. It's one thing to have a testimony in word, but what about our testimony in life? How do you live it out? All in for Stephen. All in. Everything. Everything that he had was all in, and he became the first martyr of the Christian church, a deacon, a great deacon, one of the greatest ever, one of the greatest people in the history of the church, and he did it by living all in for Jesus Christ. Wow. If you're not in awe of that, I challenge you to read it, to think about it, to reflect on it. And I've been asking us along this journey through Acts to ask ourselves three questions. Remember what they are? What is your level of passion? What are the gift or gifts that you have? And what is your level of resilience facing challenge and adversity? What is your level of passion? Are you on fire for Christ? Doesn't mean you're noisy. Just is your heart on fire with passion? What are your gifts? We all have gifts, right? All of us have been given gifts. Not the same gift. Don't have any other people's gifts. Use your own gifts. In that way, we're working together the way we should be. I said before, I wish I could sing like Elvis and play the guitar like Santana, but it ain't happening. I can sing and play the guitar, but not like Elvis or Santana. You know, be who you are, because if you ain't who you is, then you is who you ain't, as the old black piecer used to say, right? Don't you love that? Be who you are, because if you is who you ain't who you is. God has given you gifts and talents. And then what is your level of resilience? We will all face challenge and adversity and hurt and heartbreak and disappointment, but God can see us through. You have to have resilience. And Paul said, "All things work together for the good of them that love God, have been called according to his purpose." But even more, I wonder if in Stephen's mind weren't ringing the words that Paul was later to write, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. So there is his life of faith, and there is his testimony of faith, and there is his legacy of faith, which is so powerful. Paul was standing there with the coats at his feet, watching Stephen. He heard his testimony. He saw his radiant face. He saw him look up to heaven, seeing a vision of Jesus, and he heard those words. Father, forgive them. Do not lay this charge against them. And I wonder if that wasn't the real moment that Saul began to change into Paul. As he heard words of forgiveness in the face of hurt, in the face of judgment, he saw the love and grace and radiance of Jesus Christ on Stephen's face. And he saw him offer forgiveness in the face of all that hate. Wow. Now, you probably know that Saul became Paul. We'll look at that shortly. But here in this moment, Paul standing holding the coats. And someone has said, and I can't remember because a lot of people repeated it, but I'm going to repeat it here and say, everything that Paul the Apostle ever did he stood on the shoulders of Stephen. Every church Paul founded, every letter Paul wrote, he stood on the shoulders of Stephen. Because that meant that much in the history and life of the church. Because Stephen was willing to go all in, all in. And I know that scene never left Paul's mind. Never. 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 Whose life are you touching today? What legacy are you leaving? Who do you need to encourage? Who do you need to share the faith with? God's grace and God's love were so great in Stephen that as great as it was going, it was a revolution from there on because his willingness to go all in. One of the great stories of the church that I love is the story of a young teenager in 1854 by the name of Dwight L. Moody. And Moody, of course, was in Chicago. And he was a shoe salesman. He's 17 years old, but his parents required him to go to Sunday school, which he detested. He detested Sunday school. And he was in the Sunday school class of a man named Edward Kimball. And Edward Kimball was a good guy, really cared about people. And one day in his Sunday school class, someone asked Moody to find the Gospel of John. He didn't have a clue. And Edward Kimball kindly and caringly took a moment and showed him where the Gospel of John was so he wouldn't be embarrassed. And they developed a relationship, and then he had some questions. Moody did. And so Edward Kimball went to the shoe store to visit Dwight L. Moody. And there, next to the shoes, they had a conversation, and it was so powerful and so caring that Dwight L. Moody prayed for Christ to enter his heart and life that moment with Edward Kimball, the Sunday school teacher. Well, Moody, of course, went on to do incredible things. The Moody Institute, Moody Church, all kinds of things, spoke to millions of people. Millions of people came to Christ. Some people estimate 100 million people, and that was before internet and all kinds of radio, all that, you know, barely getting going. And then Moody influenced someone in one of his revivals by the name of Chapman. J.W. Chapman. And Chapman became a famous evangelist. He touched so many lives, too. And then Chapman, one of the revivals that he was holding one time, a young African-American baseball player came in by the name of Billy Sunday. And Billy Sunday gave his heart and life to Christ and became a great evangelist. He would use his baseball skills once he retired from baseball, and he used to act out scripture on stage, and he would slide into home base on stage, and just was this dynamic, passionate speaker, witness for Christ. And then at one of Billy Sunday's revivals, a man by the name of Mordecai Ham gave his life to Christ. He became a great evangelist, and then at one of Mordecai Ham's evangelistic services, Billy Graham gave his life to Christ. All of that because of Edward Kimball, Sunday school teacher who was willing to care about someone, wasn't up front, wasn't in the spotlight, went and showed love and care and concern to someone and shared faith and prayed with them. All those people, because of him, stood on their shoulders. So today, you might think that whatever you're doing is insignificant, but you know, if you're all in and you're willing to give everything you've got and to shine with the love of Christ, to rekindle your faith, to raise your level of passion, to use your gifts and talents, to be willing to face some challenge and adversity with some resilience, with the ability to bounce back all through the power of the Holy Spirit, you don't know how many lives you can impact. But even if just one, that's worth it. Because Christ would have died for every one of us, each and every one alone, because he loved us that much. Today, whatever you're facing, I know we get absorbed sometimes because of our own hurt and our own heartbreak. I want you to know that God's there for you, just like Timothy. That if you're going through some pain and some hurt and some challenge and adversity, look up. Jesus is there. Even if you can't visually see Jesus, Jesus is the right hand of the Father praying for you. And whisper that scripture to yourself. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Will you say with me? I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Again, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Philippians 4:13. And then be willing to share your faith in such a way that's not rote, that's not memorized, that's not all this. It's just who you are as you study God's Word and reflect God's Holy Spirit. And you don't know that the lives that you touch won't go for generation to generation, only on the other side of eternity. But here's what I have to say, friends. It's this, is that only a life all in for Christ is worth living. Whatever else, only a life all in for Christ is worth living. And the book of Acts is all about that. The book of Acts is all about that. And I challenge us this summer to open our hearts and lives to the power of the Holy Spirit to allow God to do amazing things, to rekindle our faith, to live with a level of passion that we need to, that just glows with the presence of Christ, and to use our gifts and talents as best we're able as Christ helps us to grow in those gifts and talents and to have the kind of resilience that's able to face challenge and adversity. Would you join me in prayer? Lord, we thank you for Stephen, this great young man who was filled with your Holy Spirit, filled with your love, filled with an attitude of service, who showed us how to live all in. Lord, help us to live all in, knowing that as we do so, you will give us the strength for each and every moment of the day. We pray this, and all God's people said, amen.